Welcome to Walden Pod, I'm Emerson Green. So I wanted to give my answer to the question, what is philosophy? I agree with Alvin Plantinga's answer. Philosophy is just thinking hard about something. There's a lot of truth to that simple characterization, writes William Lane Craig. Thinking hard about science is philosophy of science. Thinking hard about morality is ethics. Thinking hard about what it is to know something is epistemology, and so on. End quote. To put it a bit more loftily, I think philosophy represents our attempt, as Schopenhauer put it, to lay bare the true nature of the world. So not everyone is a philosopher, nor is every philosopher the same sort of philosopher. I'm happy to make distinctions like academic and non-academic philosopher, or professional and non-professional. I try to stay away from potentially delegitimizing labels, like amateur philosopher, unless they identify themselves that way. I don't want to come across as invalidating someone's earnest and careful attempt to lay bare the true nature of the world. Just because they're not doing so in an academic setting doesn't mean it's not philosophy. If they're thinking hard about something and doing a pretty good job, why would we delegitimize it? Academic philosophy is in a class of its own. It's often higher in quality according to all sorts of criteria, though this is by no means an absolute rule. But most philosophy happens outside an academic setting. And would you have it any other way? Would you prefer non-academics, the vast majority of the human population, to abstain from thinking hard? Surely we should prefer that more embrace philosophy, not fewer. I wish more academic philosophers would channel the spirit of Socrates, who did philosophy in the public square. Philosophers have existed outside the ivory tower at least since the time of the ancient Greeks. Diogenes and Heraclitus, for example. Add whatever modifier you like to philosopher, but again, I dislike the academic tendency to delegitimize any philosophy that takes place outside academia. There are certain merits to academic philosophy that are unique to it and make it higher in quality, but it has its shortcomings, its lack of relevance to most people, for instance, or the fact that it's incommunicable to most who aren't equipped with all the relevant tools. So you might become proficient in S5 modal logic, but I don't think that such a skill is essential to being a good philosopher. If that were the case, there would have been no great philosophers prior to the 20th century. If you philosophize carefully and skillfully and consistently enough, you get elevated to the status of philosopher. If you're thinking hard, trying to lay bare the true nature of the world, or some aspect of the world, you're doing philosophy. And yes, that's very broad, and intentionally so. Philosophy is a natural human activity. Everyone engages in it to some extent. You can cultivate that ability, or you can let it wither and die. David Egan, writing for Eon, argues that the naturalness of philosophy may be at the root of the perceived softness of the subject, and of the humanities generally, as opposed to the hard sciences. Consider the handful of non-professional first-time actors who have delivered stunning performances, like Hang S. Noor, who won an Academy Award for his role in The Killing Fields in 1984. Now imagine a violin performance, in which the violinist will be playing her instrument for the first time. To put it mildly, this does not sound like a blueprint for artistic triumph, writes Egan. But the difference between acting and playing the violin isn't that one is a soft science and the other is a hard science. There's no STEM humanities divide here. So why are there compelling performances from first-time actors, but no good performances from first-time violinists? Egan's answer is that really there's no such thing as a first-time actor. Quote, every socialized human being has embodied knowledge of what it's like to fly into a rage, or to explode with laughter, to eye someone with suspicion, to listen compassionately. End quote. Those are all natural, universal human activities. Playing a violin is not. Even though, like acting, it's artistic in nature and not a hard science. Quote, when we start asking philosophical questions more deliberately and rigorously, we're intensifying an activity that's already familiar. End quote. The intensification of a natural human tendency is what I take philosophy to be. So what is philosophy? It's just thinking hard about something. It's a natural human activity, or more exactly, the intensification of a natural activity. And in its more ambitious modes, it aims to lay bare the true nature of the world. Thank you for listening. I've been Emerson Green, and I'll talk to you next time.